It was round two for the Lady Beavers on Friday night as they were at home against Cimarron. The first time in 6 weeks, Scott City played at home. And first meeting, it was all those games where Lady Beavers had to hang on for a six-point win on the road at Cimarron. This time, it was defense that won them the game as they wanted to once again tonight by the count of 55-28. And Lady Beavers had the runs. They had 15 and 10 in the first half, led by 10 at the break, and 26-16, and then they really pulled it away. And for a second straight game, that is, Lady Beavers really pulled it together on defense in that second half. And for a second straight game, the Lady Beavers of Scott City would only allow 3 field goals to the opponent, which has been a pretty impressive stat. As Scott City's defense has really been good here in the last couple of games against both Hugoton and Cimarron. Cimarron, a scrappy enough team. Lady Beavers were able to kind of hang around evenly in the rebounding department tonight, but Scott City just was too much in that second half as they outscored Cimarron in that second 16 minutes of play, 29-12. And the Lady Beavers picked up a big victory, 55-28, as they remain in the top four in the 4A West Substate standings, as they're now 8-5, matching their win total from a year ago. And this is a big win. They also start off conference play 1-0. Cimarron dropped to 2-10, and they have a very short turnaround tomorrow against Ulysses, who's all of a sudden won 2 of their last 3 ball games. So it'll be interesting how Cimarron responds tomorrow for their game. But Scott City got a big night, 14 from Avery Lewis. That tied a career high, she said, in this building a year ago against Hugoton. They also got 10 from Erica Felker. They were in double figures. And then Kendall Gentry and Megan Trout at a 9. For Cimarron, it was 11 points tonight from a really good sophomore, Tegan Eskom, for Cimarron, who led them in scoring.